There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, and too rare to die.
What is up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here on the Day Zero podcast. So thank you guys for tuning in. As usual, if you guys get anything out of this, please do me a solid and like, review, share, five star, thumbs up, all that good shit. You know, I really would appreciate it. Help you guys, help me give you guys some more information, help other people who need to see this. Because you know what? You know, the more people I work with, the more people I talk with, you know, the coaches and other clients of the coaches I work with, the more I realize that I'm not the craziest fucking person on the planet, as much as I would think that. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about imposter syndrome. We're going to talk about, you know, self-doubt and things I'm personally dealing with right now. So just so you guys know, you're not alone. This is actually going to be a mixture of a call I just have with one of my coaches, you know, as a client, and some of the things that I'm dealing with right now and he's dealing with and other people are dealing with, other people in this entrepreneurial world. And anytime you try and pour into yourself, anytime you try and grow or build yourself, you're going to see more and more of this. You're going to feel, as he said, the further up the mountain you go, the harder you're going to try and push because you feel like you're alone. And it's not really the case. You know, we talked about that before, with it's not lonely at the top and different expectations. But I want to talk about just what I'm going through, just so you guys, because listen, I'm not alone. He had two, Mike Claudio, one of my coaches, his podcast was talking about this as well. Really fucking good podcast. I honestly should just listen to the podcast and save him some time on our coaching call today. It's something is that you know, you're probably not failing as a leader. That imposter syndrome you feel like, and I get it, like a lot of the times I'm not really sure I should be in the room I'm in. I'm not really sure that you know, I deserve the things I have, right? You know, I busted my ass to get here, but it doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem like I should have that. But so we're going to talk about today some things that Mike said, some things that I've been thinking myself. And you know, just it's good to hear reassurance from somebody that you're not fucking up, right? So if you guys need that, please hit me up. I'll be more than happy to tell you. You're probably not fucking up. You're probably not failing as bad as you think you are. If you are fucking up, I will tell you. That's what I do. But I want you guys to understand you're probably not failing as bad as you think you are. You're probably doing really fucking well. So let's go ahead and talk about it. I got some of my notes today. I'm trying to be a little more organized. I'm actually going to try and put this video up on something. I don't know where. Probably YouTube, maybe. Facebook. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But I want you guys to you know, see how pretty I am. No, I want you guys to have as many ways to get this information as possible. So let's go ahead and talk about it. So you're probably not as failing. You're not probably not failing as bad as you think you are, okay? I was worried that I lost trust with my guys. This is something, you know, and I'll be vulnerable with you. I'll tell you, I'll call a spade a spade. One of the things that I'm really working on is I'm not trying to deflect when I'm nervous or when I'm avoiding being vulnerable, because my life is fucking pretty crazy, man. You know, I'm looking at different things I'm doing, not doing, and whenever something comes up that I'm uncomfortable with, I deflect. I make a terrible joke or whatever the situation is. So I'm trying not to do that. So I'm gonna give you guys some real life inside of Johnny Buck's life or Johnny Buck's head or whatever the situation is. So I deflect a lot when I get nervous or I don't want to deal with something or that. So being vulnerable is a fucking superpower. It's really important. So one of the things I feel like I'm going through, and we'll talk about why, is I feel like I've lost the trust of the guys that work for me, the guys and girls and stuff that work for me. Because I feel like I've gone to so many awesome events. I've gone to read this book or listened to this podcast. We're going to fucking do this. And then we don't do it. Or I don't follow through. I'm scratching my eyeballs outside. I don't fucking like being outside anymore. But you know, the thing is, it's probably not the case, you know, because if I didn't lose, if I, if if they didn't trust me, they still wouldn't be at the gym. They still wouldn't be working for me. They still wouldn't be busting their ass. They still wouldn't be following all the crazy fucking ideas I have. So it's a self-doubt thing. It's I don't trust myself, right? That's what it comes down to. I'm projecting that lens of what's in my head to the outside world. I'm making it where, to me, I feel like I don't trust myself, so they can't trust me, right? And that self-doubt comes in, and that imposter syndrome comes in because I don't feel like I'm doing enough. And, you know, the further I get into this, the harder I push into this, the deeper it goes, the harder I feel like I need to push. And what happens is, as you get better, for my jiu-jitsu people, as you get better at life, business, leadership, jiu-jitsu, you become more efficient, right? So if you're more efficient at jiu-jitsu, you're a black belt or whatever, you're able to execute better than a blue belt or a purple belt, a brown belt, whatever situation is. So you don't have to work as hard to get the job done, right? Business and life are the exact same. I think that's really where most people fuck up, is they don't realize that it's the exact same, right? The better you get, the easier things are. You can accomplish more by doing less work, so you're not spazzing the fuck out. Like, think about my people who are newer to jiu-jitsu. You almost fucking die every time you roll. 2-minute round will kill you. Me, I prefer 20-minute rounds. Why? Because I'm just keep fucking up these new guys, being very, very efficient. So that was something I really wanted to see come out of my head. Get that out there is like, yeah, I'm doing more. I'm more efficient, right? I'm getting more done. I'm not working as hard. So that's kind of why I feel like I'm not doing enough. Like I lost that trust in my guys, is because I'm not executing. I'm not doing the things I need to do. I'm not working hard enough, right? And that's a big self-doubt. So that's what kind of creates that seed in my head, right? You know, so I'm probably not failing as a leader, right? And that's one of the things that, you know, we do. And I'll talk about your job as a leader, or at least a CEO or the head of a company in a minute. But, you know, that's the big thing, is like, my job is not to do all the little menial things that I had to used to do, right? I'm more efficient. I delegate these things. And I think it's really important we talk about that. You know, so most of the time, the reason I have issues that my guys are trusting me is I don't trust myself. And that's tough, right? It's really hard to do that. And that's where that imposter syndrome comes in. The imposter syndrome comes in because, like, man, I shouldn't fucking be here. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And especially as a leader of a small business, you know, I think I have 12, 13, 14 people working for me now. It's different, right? I'm not in the gym 24/7. I don't have to open and close the gym every fucking day we're there anymore. Thank God, right? I've not had to do that in a while, but so that makes my life, air quote, easier, but realistically it's not. You know, I have to do different things. My job as a leader, as a CEO, is to steer the ship. Right? We plot the course. And this is where I struggle sometimes, is I don't really always communicate proactively. But the thing is, my job as a CEO, my job as the leader of this company is, you know, my life, whatever you want to tie this to, whatever that situation is, my job is to fucking make adjustments, take as much information that comes in. Anytime we get new information, I have to reroute the ship, right? If I'm headed to fucking Key West in my ship and all of a sudden the wind changes 9 minutes later, guess what? I got to fucking make adjustments, because the original course that I set, it's not going to work with the new information, the new things that are coming in. So it's really important that you guys understand that a lot of times you're going to be changing. And if your people don't believe in you, and at least I hope this is true, we'll find out. If your people don't believe in you, they'll abandon ship. They'll get the fuck off, right? So a lot of that's just your own insecurity, and the imposter syndrome, it comes from you not thinking that you're doing enough, right? You're not working hard enough. And that's something that I really struggle with. This is going to sound really fucking terrible out of context. This is the least I've ever worked in my entire life. Like, I don't do shit compared to what I did 2 years ago, 5 years ago. Of course, my wife turns a fucking dryer on when I'm recording a podcast, whatever. Hope you guys don't hear it. If you do, so what? But this is the least hard I've worked in ever. realistically. I accomplished more in 90 days, the first 9 days of this year, than I have in 2 years. Like, I've got shit done. I'm literally rebuilding an entire fucking company, like the entire org chart. I'm completely changing how this gym is ran. I'm running this like a Fortune 100 company. That's my goal, to move it to that structure. Not the douchey HR shit, obviously, because I'd fucking get fired or sued or whatever. I will never have a partner. I will never have a fucking committee that can tell me shit. But it's my job to steer the ship and make the adjustments. And I think the play right now is to move to a more formal structured business, okay? I'm getting new information in. I'm getting new data in. I'm seeing things. I'm making adjustments. And I'm doing that with less work than ever, right? It's a really difficult fucking position to be in. And the imposter syndrome comes from, and this is how you look at the imposter syndrome. I did this a few minutes ago while I was in the shower. I was naked and thinking. Dude, my thinking spot's the fucking shower. Dude, I am going to be the reason there's no water in the fucking ocean. But it's okay. I'll cure that because all the thought process do. I love thinking in the shower. Fucking nice hot shower. Just let that shit run. Maybe I'll build a steam room one day, but it's just not the same, man. I like the water in the shower. But anyways, I was thinking in the shower, like, you know, this is how you deal with imposter syndrome, right? Think about this. Oh, I'm not doing enough. All right. Step out of your body, right? I want you to hit, like, I'm no longer Johnny Buck. All right. I am somebody else. All right. And from that person, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop and I'm going to objectively look at what is, and it, I did this. What is Johnny doing? What, you know, because I have inside information, right? I know why I'm making decisions I make, right? So what is Johnny doing? Well, Johnny's pouring into his people, right? He took one of his guys to WinCon. Another one of his guys went on his own, got a free ticket. I got the VIP ticket, so they got the full experience. You know, I'm doing some other things. I'm pouring into them. I've got some other things planned. We're doing a Top Golf trip. We're going to Top Golf in Greenville. I'll get videos of this shit. I will share the fuck out of them. These motherfuckers. Phil did pretty good last time we went. Sam is fucking horrendous. So we're gonna go Top Golf this Sunday. Hit some balls. We're gonna have some fajitas and shit. But you know, so I'm pouring into them in that aspect. You know, it's cost me $1,100, and I'm explaining why I told you guys that number. And then, you know, there's all kinds of shit we do. We do get-togethers. You know, I gave a dude a car. I let a guy live on my couch for a couple months, and I bought him a bed when he moved in his place when he's getting divorced. So I would say I'm a pretty good fucking leader. Johnny Buck is a pretty good leader. Whoever did that is a pretty good leader, right? He cares about him. Like, I took the pay cut during COVID. Like, that was me. I didn't ask my guys. It is what it is. I've got some other things coming on. Hopefully they work out. Hopefully we get them done so I can help them out further. But I would say that if somebody who is taking them on trips, somebody who is willing to give a car away, somebody who's willing to, and this is where I blur lines. I'm absolutely friends with my employees. And I call them teammates, team members. I'm absolutely friends with them. And that does make things more difficult sometimes, but you know, I pour into them. They have pretty much unlimited access to anything they want to do. Like, you want a course? Cool. Explain to me how that's going to justify how whatever that course is will help you grow this gym. Cool. Go. Rarely do I say no. Right. So I feel like from that standpoint, somebody willing to pour into their people, take care of them, do these things, it's a pretty good motherfucker. Right. So if you were looking at somebody else, so I was looking at somebody else, like all the things that we've done, all the things that I've done, all the things that the other Johnny Buck has done, that's a pretty good fucking dude. He's not failing. What about mission? Well, yeah, man, everybody, you know, got bonuses recently. They didn't hit the exact number, but they busted their ass. So we got a bonus there. Cool. We let them work their schedule. Mostly, yeah, okay. So when you look at things objectively, if you step outside of your body, right, write down all the things you've done for somebody, right, or all things you're doing, right? Yeah, I would say I'm doing a pretty good job. So, yeah, I am a good fucking leader. there's no reason they don't trust me. I just don't trust myself, you know? So that's when imposter syndrome comes up. Imposter syndrome most of the time comes up when you are not really validating, not really acknowledging what you've done. That's where imposter syndrome comes from. It's, you know, there's two ways. That's where imposter syndrome comes from. You don't think you're doing the things. You don't think you're doing enough to be where you are. Well, you either are or you aren't. If you're not trying to actively grow your business to pour into those, listen, when they work for you, to some extent, you are responsible for them. Your job is to continue growing your business, growing whatever the fuck it is you do, so you can help them. Because when you look at like their struggle, it's if you don't grow your business and give them an opportunity to grow, then you're fucking taking food off their plate. Like, now I'm not saying give it to them. Like, listen, you will never get promoted at Rogue Combat Club ever just for fucking being there, right? And if you guys work for me and you listen to this, you know that, right? We're not doing annual raises just because. Like, we just don't do that. You get them merit-based. Everyone I've ever given a raise to is because of the improvement they've made. And, you know, it's not a ton of money right now, but it's never like, oh, we're going to give you a 6% raise. Now I'm like, hey, here's $2 an hour. Here's $3 an hour. You know, we bump things that way because that is what it is. So, yeah, I feel like a lot of the imposter syndrome is because you're just super fucking hard on yourself. Like, that's what it is. Like, I know I am. And if it wasn't for the people around me pointing out the fucking good things I do when I do them right, then I would really have a fucking hard time with this. And that's because the further up the mountain you go, the higher up the ladder you go, the more difficult it's going to be. So that's really, you know, about it, guys. Like, you're probably not, you're probably not failing as much as you think so as a leader. And whether it's a leader of your business, your life, one of my things is I will be the CEO of my life. Like, I will command my life. I will be in charge. Like, I'll be the goddamn pirate ship captain, right? I like pirate ships better. It seems fucking cooler to me. But that's the thing. Like, I'm going to do the things that I need to do. I'm going to make the decisions I need to do the right things for me and my life and my family and my wife, my fucking shithead dog, and whatever it is, I'm going to do those things, right? I will be the CEO of my life. And I have to understand I'm not going to be perfect, right? Don't expect perfect. Don't look at what everybody else is doing. I want you to look at what you are actually doing. Step out of your body, right? Are you doing a good job? What are you doing positive? Perfect. Fucking got it. You're doing good. So you're probably not failing as a leader, guys. We're hard on ourselves. Anybody listening to this is fucking hard on themselves. I want to give you guys permission to step out of your fucking skin, look at what you are doing, and say, yeah, you know what? I'm doing better than I thought. So that's really about it, guys. I love you. Hope you got some out of this. If, as always, do me a favor. Share this with somebody who needs to hear it. Like, share, subscribe, all that. All right, guys. That's it. I love you. Later.